If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
But what was the major joke of the week? Here's joke of the week number one.
I was at a convention for con artists. Everyone got a grift bag.
And we're off and rolling. Our speed jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Thank you for sending them all week long to John Williams at WGNradio.com. Here's number two.
If my name was David and I had a boy, I would name him Harley just so he could introduce himself as...
Harley, David's son.
Speaking of names, here's number three.
Speaking of names, real missed opportunity for Pope Bob there. Instead of Leo the 14th, he could have picked Sickle.
Marge Halperin on the Mincing Rascals podcast kind of winced when I asked them, what's your favorite meme or story or anecdote about the new Pope? And then she said hers was an image of the Pope with a roast beef sandwich. No, it wasn't that, but I don't know what the image was, but it's the Pope, probably with a mug in front of him, and it was Malort be with you. And it was drinking some Malort, and then she goes, but I don't know if that's sacrilegious. And I said, I don't think people are taking offense to any of this yet. I still like Pope Bob. Joke of the week number four.
Don't want to brag, but I can always tell when they use fake dinosaurs in movies.
You're so clever, John. Here's number five.
Did you hear about the guy who went on a roughage-only diet? He's eaten so much roughage that he's started to pass little wicker chairs.
Number seven.
The thief walks into a record shop, sticks an album in his pants, and walks toward the door. On his way out, the shop owner says, is that a record in your pants? Guy says, I'd like to think so.
That was actually joke of the week number six. Here comes number seven now.
If drinking energy drinks causes short-term memory loss, just imagine what drinking energy drinks would do.
Joke of the week number eight.
My dentist said, I need a crown. I was like, I know, right?
Number nine.
A local farm is looking for someone to help with milking of the cows. The ad says, must work well with udders.
Tell me if you can relate to joke of the week number 10.
Hey, John Williams, I realize I'm getting older and it's terrible. I blacked out for 20 minutes this morning, and then I realized I put my hoodie on backwards.
Jada, when that happens, here's number 11.
Sammy the snail was attacked by three turtles yesterday. The cops asked him for a description of his assailants. He said, I don't know, it all happened so fast I didn't get a good look at him.
Okay, here's number 12.
John, I wonder what a Beethoven concert was like years and years ago.
Well, Dave, I think it went something like this. He comes onto stage and he says, are you ready to hear some classic music? And the crowd is like, yes. And he's like, I can't hear you.
Number 13.
The funeral of the Tupperware inventor has been postponed.
Oh, no. Why is that?
They can't find the lid that fits his coffin. The funeral director says it's around here somewhere.
I saw that one coming. Okay, here's one more joke, please.
I got my COVID test yesterday. It said 50. I don't know what that means. Also, my IQ test came back positive.
Well, I'm torn. I'm thinking record in the pants, energy drinks, Sammy the Snail, Beethoven concert. I'm going to go with joke number 13, Tupperware. Steve Alexander says...
Yeah, a lot of good ones. I was thinking about the Popsicle, but I'm going with grift bag.
That was so quick and charming. Bobby, where are you today?
I like 13 as well. Tupperware funeral.
Tupperware funeral. Dave Ennett says...
Tupperware funeral.
Hokey smokes. I think we have a winner. Producer Pete says...
Tupperware.
Tupperware funeral. Woohoo! Got to figure out who sent that one in.
Get two mugs for that.
Somebody has earned. Wait, why do they get two for that, Dave?
They have four votes. Yeah. Has anyone ever gotten four votes?
I don't recall that ever happening. In fact, if we could get the guy that voted for Griffbag to change his vote, then it would be the very rare unanimous vote.
Well, he can vote twice, can he?
Tupperware,
that's the unanimous. It's also not legal, but there it is. As we amend the Constitution for speed jokes, You can change your vote. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen, the 99th Amendment.